welcome back. Another type of loan which is very popular among people who normally trade in shares, debentures, and are there in the stock exchange market is the loan against shares and debentures. So this is kind of a loan which says, okay, if you have some kind of security which is in the form of shares or debentures, then against that security, the bank is willing to give you some loan for your immediate needs. So it is also, one can say in a management parlance, sweating of equity, where you are able to take advantage of an investment already held by you for taking some short-term loans. So as we discussed, it is against advances against security of shares or bonds, and this can be given to individual, shares and stock brokers and market makers. Advance to individuals, so this is to meet any emergency or personal needs, or even to subscribe back into more shares or buying of shares and debentures from secondary market, you can take this loan. The amount will not exceed 10 lakhs per borrower if the securities are in physical form, and 20 lakhs in a dematerialized form. That is because of the fraud potential in the physical form. The loan is not to be given to any partnership or proprietary concern. And advance to employees can also be given under ESOPs to the extent of 90% of value of shares or rupees 20 lakh, whichever is lower. Margin is 50% of the market value, and bank may in many cases stipulate a higher margin, and each bank must have a formulate a policy within the approval of the board lending policy for grant of advance to individual against shares, debentures, keeping in view the general guidelines issued by the RBI. Advances against units of mutual fund. So again, people who have invested in mutual funds can take the benefit of their investment by not only their investments growing in the mutual fund, but also by utilizing it like a security to get some additional money to bridge over short-term liquidity reasons that you may want it. So the guidelines are, the unit should be listed on stock exchange. Purchase facility should be available at the time of lending. Units should have completed minimum lock-in period stipulated in the relevant scheme. The advance is linked to NAV or repurchase price or markup value, market value. The margin requirement as applicable, and advance should be very purpose oriented. About you should, the banker should understand why do you need it. General guidelines, bank should follow the statutory provisions as per Banking Regulation Act. Bank should be concerned with what advance is for rather than what the advances were against. Normal procedure for sanction, appraisal, post-sanction follow-up should be followed. Advances should be kept distinct. And bank should satisfy about marketability of shares. So, illiquid shares are not considered to give loans. Shares should be valued at prevailing market price when they are lodged as security for advances. One of the things you may ask, that why 50% margin or higher margin? That is because stock market is very volatile, and over a period of the loan, if the stock price coming down to the level of the loan, then additional margin money may be asked, which the depositor or the loan taker, borrower may find it difficult to pay. Therefore, higher margin is kept for shares. The interest rate. So, banks are normally free to determine rate of interest without reference to bank's base rate for loan against shares or debentures. There are some prohibitions. The bank should not sanction loan to trust and endowment against security of shares, and no loan against shares of banking companies to its directors, no loan to employees through employee trust set up by them under ESOP, IPO or from the secondary market. There's a ceiling. The bank's total exposure, including both fund-based and non-fund-based to the capital market in all forms, must not exceed 5% of its total advances as on March 31st of the previous year. So this is just to ensure that the banks do not take a heavy guarantee in terms of shares, and therefore when if the share prices which goes up fluctuates quite often, if it comes on the southward side, then the banks may start getting into trouble for its capital requirement. Hence this ceiling is kept, and the bank's direct investment should not exceed 20% of its net worth. So with that, we also come to the end of loans against shares and debentures, a very interesting product, especially for people who have investment in shares, mutual funds and debentures or bonds. Thank you for listening, and we'll move into the next chapter.